This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The House Judiciary Committee here in Washington today got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. Democrats charge he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. It's expected Democrats will file formal articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump this month. After 9.5 hours of an often angry hearing, Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016 when he solicited political assistance from the government of Russia. That pattern of misconduct undermines our national security and undermines free and fair elections.
Ranking Republican committee member Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman to others, that facts, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky met for the first time today in Paris for discussions on ending the military conflict in eastern Ukraine. The fighting there has claimed more than 13,000 lives since 2014. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Both of the leaders are sitting down in the French capital, along with the leaders of France and Germany. The talks focusing on the implementation of the 2015 peace agreement for eastern Ukraine that was brokered by Paris and Berlin, but has largely stalled. A major breakthrough at the summit is unlikely, and Ukrainian protesters are heaping pressure on Ukraine's leader not to surrender too much to Putin at their first face-to-face meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. A New Zealand volcano erupted today while tourists were exploring White Island. The death toll is unknown. Authorities say the site is still too dangerous for police and rescuers to search for the missing. Emergency officials say around 50 people were on White Island, also known as Wakari, when the eruption began. Cameras providing a live feed from the volcano showed a group of tourists walking on the crater floor moments before the eruption. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has released his highly anticipated report on the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Inspector General's report finds no evidence of the political bias President Trump claims tainted the Russia probe. But a summary of the report obtained by the Associated Press does cite performance failures up the FBI's chain of command and 17 significant errors or omissions in surveillance applications for Trump campaign aide Carter Page. At the same time, the Inspector General says there was no intentional misconduct and the FBI was justified in opening its investigation. Attorney General William Barr is rejecting that finding, calling the probe intrusive. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Malaysia has begun a vaccination campaign in a rural town on Borneo Island after a 3-month-old boy was confirmed to have polio in the country's first case of the highly infectious virus in 27 years. The infant tested positive for the disease on Friday after he was hospitalized with fever and muscle weakness. He's on respiratory support, but his condition is described as stable. One-time U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker has died. He was 92. Volcker long had an outsized influence on the country's fiscal policy. Here's AP's Mike Hempen.
As Fed chair in the early 80s, Volcker elevated interest rates to historic highs, causing a recession, and was vilified by the public. He later served as an economic advisor to President Obama, and in 2009, during the Great Recession, talked about the ongoing financial crisis.
There are big economic problems behind the financial system, too. They're going to take longer to work out.
Volcker pressed for restrictions on banks' ability to trade in financial markets and to invest in private equity and hedge funds. Those regulations became known as the Volcker Rule. I'm Mike Hempen.
The World Anti-Doping Agency has voted to ban Russia from the Olympic Games, the World Cup, and other international sporting competitions for the next 4 years. For too long, the agency says, Russian doping has detracted from clean sport. According to the ruling, Russian clean athletes who undergo additional screening will still be allowed to compete internationally as neutral individuals without their national flag and anthem. Gene Randall, VOA News.